Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nick Morgenson, and he is one of the interns at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning.
We're so happy that you're visiting with us and we can learn a bit about what you're doing at the museum because you're one of the interns. When did you come here, Nick?
I came August 5th.
And about ready to go home.
I leave February 1st.
Just around the corner. And I'm not going to ask you if you're anxious to go home. I'm sure you are in some ways. It'll be fun to go home, but hopefully you've had a good time here. Tell us what you've been doing at the museum.
My main job has been researching for an upcoming exhibition called Skål, Scandinavian Spirits, about Scandinavian alcohol traditions and alcohol culture. So my main job has been just, reading a lot of books and documents and trying to make some sense of it.
And do you know what will be in the exhibit? What kinds of things will be in the exhibit now that you've gathered all this background information?
There'll be some general history about alcohol in Scandinavia, but it will also be about how immigrants to America from the different, both Danish and Norwegian and Swedish and so on, how they used alcohol and how some of the alcohol traditions from their home country, how that was kept and how it has been part of their heritage. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the museum is all about, is learning about, helping us to learn about that heritage and the part that it played. I'm glad you said, Nick, that you're going to talk about alcohol, because when you first said spirits, I thought you were going to talk about ghosts.
Yeah.
Spirits can mean two different things, and so you're going to talk about the drinkable, but probably have some health uses also. What are a couple of the kind of interesting things that you found that you go, oh, I didn't know that before.
One of the types of alcohol that will probably dominate the exhibition is aquavit, which is probably the most important type of alcohol over here for Scandinavian immigrants. And the name aquavit means in Latin the water of life, and it was basically started as a type of medicine, usually as a panacea.
Whatever your problem was, this was going to cure it.
Exactly, and it was made by world doctors and so on, and then gradually became...
Well, maybe more a popular drink?
Exactly. So it started as a medicine, and nowadays used as all other types of alcohol, but it started as being seen as something that would cure everything. And I even saw a recipe from this 1600s or something. There was a recipe for a type of aquavit for when your child had a stomach ache. So,
it probably made the child be quiet. I'm thinking they probably kind of nodded off to sleep.
Yeah, they probably didn't complain too much.
Well, very interesting, and it's interesting to me that this, in one way, seems to be just a small part of the whole heritage. Why is this being picked out as part of an exhibit? Somebody say, well, we really have to tell this story. Why is this going to be an exhibit?
It seems to be a pretty big part of many immigrants' heritage. A few years ago, because of some, companies got sold and so on, for a couple of years, it had been more or less impossible to get Danish aquavit from the Aalborg brand. And I've talked to several liquor stores in the area, and people of Danish descent regularly call them and say, when can we get it? So it is something that, one of the things that a lot of people have kept as a part of their cultural identity. Mm-hmm. And it has to be that because many of the Norwegian and Swedish brands are available. But so it is an important part of the cultural identity, both in Denmark, but I think especially over here. Okay.
It's kind of like we discovered some other things that happened here that came from old Denmark that no longer carried on. And I have to ask you this, Guy. Just talked to a family that has a great Danish heritage, and their Christmas Eve dinner is going to be æbleskivers. Mm. Is that something that's really a favorite in your family?
It's certainly served a lot around Christmas.
Not an everyday dish?
No, not an everyday dish. It is only served in December around Christmas, and it's usually whenever there's like get together and whenever the glück, warm wine with stuff in it is served and so on. We haven't eaten it too much on Christmas, but it is certainly associated with the Christmas time and only Christmas time in Denmark, where here it is seems to be an all year thing.
Tell us a little bit about your family, Nick. Brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers and sisters. I have some half brothers and sisters because my parents got divorced. So,
are they older or younger than you?
I have an older brother and sister, and then I have two younger half-brothers and a younger half-sister.
Okay, some of each. So what tradition, what family tradition, Christmas tradition will you be missing? You know, so this is going to go on at home, where whatever group it is. What will you be missing out on while you're still here?
Well, it is going to be very different Christmas because we, me and the other Danish intern here will go to on 23rd we'll go to Washington DC, so I suspect it will be very different. I'm of course gonna miss the whole family thing, sit in the living room, walk around the Christmas tree, open presents, that sort of thing. Miss a Christmas dinner of course too, but I'll probably miss miss my family over here, but I think I'll miss them a bit more on Christmas Eve. Yeah. So that'll be the main thing, I think.
Do you have a favorite food at Christmas time that you're probably not going to eat here? Something at that Christmas dinner that you go, oh, I really wish I could have some of that.
Brown potatoes, the caramelized
potatoes. Sweet potatoes? No, or white potatoes.
It is white potatoes covered in caramel sugar sauce. Taste maybe a bit like sweet potatoes, but it's white potatoes that are covered in caramel, basically.
Interesting. And what kind of meat would you be having at your Christmas dinner?
Usually, in my family, it's usually pork roast with the cracklings, usually we have duck too.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting, Nick. Let's talk a little bit about future for you. You know, you've said you're going back to Denmark now on February 1st, and what's ahead for you in the next year or two or three?
Well, the next year will be back to the university. I study history, and I have in 6 months I will start writing my master's thesis. So, in about a year, I should be finished with my studies.
Is there museum work in your? Is that where you think you're going to go with your background, or you see something else as related to your history studies?
I will certainly look for museum jobs, but it is it's pretty hard field to get into. I think I think especially in Denmark, there's not a lot of openings, and the jobs that there are, people stay all their lives if they can. I've thought about using it in something like journalist, being a journalist or something like that. I will look at whatever options I have, but it will either be something museum related or something journalism related, I think.
Very good. Well, we certainly want to wish you the best in your future, and we want to thank you very much for being here in Elkhorn and helping the Museum of Danish America get some things done. And we will be looking forward to this exhibit on spirits, on alcohol. So thank you very much, and as I say, best wishes to you, Nick.
Thank you for having me, and best wishes to you.
Until next time, here's a thought. There's been only one Christmas. The rest are anniversaries.